Welcome to Canny Cross Conversations with me, Michelle.
And me, Louise, talking all things dogs, running and canny sports. This episode is sponsored by the Get Stronger, Run a Faster 5K course.
It's great for canny crossers and runners to improve their 5K time and keep up with their dogs.
Welcome to this week's episode of Canny Cross Conversations. And this week you just have me, Louise, as I am flying solo. And the reason why is because I am going to do a crafts roundup. I went to crafts this year, Michelle didn't, so we just thought it was worth me chatting about it to you, although I've had to get some friends on board to help me out. It was my first time at crafts. I loved what I did, but I didn't see anything apart from getting a sandwich at lunchtime. And the reason being, I was working on the non-stop dogware stand, helping out, which was absolutely amazing. But we started at 8 o'clock. I think the show opened about 8:30. And until 6 o'clock that night, we didn't stop. It was so, so busy. I literally just went and got a sandwich and kept my head down, because by that point I didn't want to talk or interact with anyone because we were talking all the time on the stand. But it was absolutely amazing. People wanting all sorts of equipment. So they've obviously got, apart from Canny Cross, a range, they've got other dogware that they sell. So the raincoats, the fleece coats, the Arctic coats, and obviously lots of different types of harnesses. They've gone into the working dog harness. And obviously with man trailing and just people wanting to walk their dogs with a decent harness, basically. But what I loved was I met so many people that have been on this podcast. So that was really good to see people in person. But also I met people that were really interested in Canny Cross and wanted to know and wanted to buy the right kit for themselves and their dog. So that was really nice to see. So we're able to give them so much information on that as well. So, you know, there's so many people out there wanting to get fit or fitter with their dogs and do it properly. So the message is getting out there slowly, but it's not out there yet. So do please share any of these episodes that you think would be suitable for friends and family. But I loved meeting everyone, and I was buzzing by the time I got home that night. Just the whole atmosphere, and that was just on our stand, because as I said, I literally didn't get off it. I didn't spend any money because I didn't go around and have a look. So what I thought I would do is bring on a few friends that did spend days at Crufts this year. And I've asked them for their roundup of Crufts. So we're going to start off with Zoe Wilkinson. She's a dog behaviourist. And she does it all over the country. So do go and find it. We'll put the her website in the show notes at the end. But I had a chat to Zoe, and she did a podcast for us way back when we first started, episode 17, on harness aversion. She's brilliant at what she does. And, you know, is very, very aware of dogs and how dogs should be treated well. So here, have a listen to her roundup of her crafts.
Hi, Louise. So at crafts, I did loads. So I did all the hauls and did loads of shopping, and the shopping was pretty good, and probably just need some new stuff there as well. But no, in all, it was pretty good. Saw less deals than normal, to be fair. A bit disappointing, but generally it was very good and well laid out, and we enjoyed going around the halls and doing that sort of stuff. Also spent a lot of time looking at demonstrations, so watched the Gun Dog, Good Citizen, Emily's Canny Cross, pretty much every single thing I think we pretty much caught. And the demonstration is really good and really enjoyed those. Saw a big push towards kind of force-free, a lot more sort of force-free training. Really interesting watching the Kennel Club Good Citizen, because although they are force-free, still I get little yanks on the neck, which I guess is a historical club thing, and kind of what I expect from Kennel Club. So it's interesting. So they're trying to make the right tracks, but not quite there yet. And we went in the big arena quite a lot as well. So I was literally everywhere. I was there till 8 o'clock every night. Watched agility. I loved that. It was brilliant. Watched the fly ball as well. Again, loved the fly ball, but I always feel it's a bit controversial because it's kind of always worries me, really, the impact on the dogs. But the dogs love it and the people love it. And I guess if safety's being considered, then great. But yeah, the dogs do blooming love it. And yeah, it's really high kind of energy stuff to watch and really fun to watch as well. Watched the police displays, spoke to quite a lot of people and interviewed them as well if I liked their products or their stand. So that was good and interesting to do. We watched some showing. I don't normally watch showing, but we did watch some showing. Went around some of the smaller rings and actually, do you know what? Absolutely great experience. Unusually, which I was surprised about because I've always avoided it because I don't really agree with it or sort of like it. But I went around the small rings and do you know what? It's really changed because it used to be really stuffy. They never used to speak to you. They used to trot around the ring. This time we were in the ring and we went to the retriever bit, did some of the terrier bit. There's all sorts of stuff that we did. And do you know what? All the people were trotting past us and waiting for their turn to see the judge. They would have a chat into us. Their dogs were just acting like normal dogs. Some of them misbehaving and being naughty or whatever. And you know what? They were just great with the handling of them. I saw one woman being a bit rough. But other than that, generally the handling on that was very good and people took it all in good humour and good stride, which was really lovely to see. It's unusual to be sat around a small ring like that and actually have the owners talk to you and chat to you as they're going round and stuff like that. So I thought it was really nice, much more friendlier feel to it than normal. In the main sort of arena with the showing and stuff, again, you know, it was good and interesting to see. I was going more from an impact of like, how could we do this? Three. I wanted to have a look at what they were doing, learn a bit more, talk to the handlers, find out how we could do ringcraft a bit more force-free, just because I think it's some people are interested in doing it and there's definitely a way of doing it, just historically it's never been as force-free as perhaps we would like it. I think all the people that are doing it, even though they're not 100% force-free, a lot of them, I think some of them actually didn't realise. So it's historically what they've been taught, what ringcraft was all about. So I don't think they realise. But there are some fantastic people in there, though, doing training and things, you know, whilst they're waiting to be seen. So, you know, fair play to those guys. They're doing a damn sight more than a lot of, you know, people are when they've got a dog. So respect to them for actually taking the time to actually do this stuff with their dog because, you know, not one of them had a dog that didn't actually adore them. So really good stuff. I was really pleased with that. Ate an awful lot. Got addicted to waffles. And walked a lot. Now, if you're going to go to crafts, my best advice is go for a few days. Plan it out. Spend some time thinking about what it is you want to get out of it. But have a go and experience as much as you can. Try and be varied and experience as much as you can. Also, well, plan little sit-downs because it is an awful lot of walking. But yeah, stay close by as well. So I always stay close by in a hotel to make the experience even more fun because there's no fun traipsing back outside of Birmingham at the end of a long day. So I definitely think Crufts is an experience. It's for anybody that loves dogs and wants to experience the skills and the fun of dogs, basically.
So that's Zoe's Crufts. Actually, it's really interesting, isn't it? Coming from a different point of view, so maybe myself as a behaviourist, and just seeing the way that people are treating the dogs. But it seems like, and I've heard this from a lot of people, that Crufts is sort of changing, learning and changing the way it does things. I mean, it's my first time, so I don't know much about Crufts. I've always stayed away from it. But it's really good to hear this, that actually Zoe, although she's never watched showing or wanted to watch showing before, has taken some time to do it and been really pleased with it. So that was great to hear. I think you deserve those waffles though, Zoe, because you probably did a lot of steps that day. So thank you, Zoe, and do go and listen to her episode 17 on harness aversion. Next up is Sarah from My Anxious Dog. So you might remember we did an episode with Sarah in episode 56 on Dogs in Yellow Day, which is actually coming up next week. So do go and have a listen to it. Sarah started with a dog that was very reactive to people, other dogs, and, you know, she struggled to, and I'm sure we've, you know, a lot of us have been there with reactive dogs, you know, other dogs coming in, other dogs not being under control, causing a problem, and that caused problems between the owners as well. So Sarah has made it her mission and is doing really, really well, which you will hear in her roundup of Crufts, to get yellow out there and what it actually means. It's brilliant. It's brilliant that everyone is taking it on board. So if you don't know much about Dogs in Yellow, then please, please go and listen to her episode that we did. And be aware of, it's March the 20th, which is her Dogs in Yellow Day, because there'll be a lot of stuff over the social media and the internet. So again, share it so people are aware. The more we get people out there educated about it, the better. So have a listen to what Sarah had to say.
Hi, Louise. Crufts, it was very different for me this year. It's the third year I've been, but this is the first time that I had to go and represent Dogs in Yellow. So I had a guest appearance with Tug Enough on the Thursday morning, and then in the afternoon I was on the Pet Remedy stand, as I've just launched a calming spray that's powered by Pet Remedy. So it was just to go and meet them and learn about the product more, which was really interesting. Go on to the Kids Around Dog stand. We recently done a collaboration around, obviously, Kids Around Dogs. And we launched an illustration that showed how you, children can be around a dog that's dressed in yellow without scaring them. So Debbie and I sat down, we had a discussion. So that was launched at the show as well, which was really nice. And then lots of networking with some lovely people, and had a chat with the guys from PACT. They want to do something shortly, so that was really good. There was a few little dramas that went on. But yeah, it was really interesting. It's a good show. It's definitely improving, and it was a busy 2 days.
Wow, you did have a busy time, Sarah, and it's so good to see all these big companies now taking it on board and embracing Sarah and her Dogs in Yellow. So again, March the 20th is Dogs in Yellow Day, so do go and follow and share and tag. The hashtag is Dogs in Yellow and My Anxious Dog. So either way, just tag Sarah in and she'll share your posts for you. Next up, we have Emily Thomas, who's been on the podcast a lot. But the reason why, she is a Canicross consultant. She's director of Canine Trail Time, Canicross coach and Active Dog Academy and CaniActive Hydrotherapy Centre. So Emily does loads in the Canicross and dog community. So you can listen to her episodes. There's the hydrotherapy episode, which is 48. There's a Canicross coach. If you're thinking about taking it as part of a career, then that's episode 54. And then she runs the TriDog event, which I know has just opened its doors again for this year. And that's episode 83. So do go and have a listen, because she is full of so much knowledge. But this year at Crufts, they were demonstrating Canicross. So, and she's also going to tell us a little bit about her Canicross experience.
So Canicross Coach were invited to come along to Crufts this year and do a demonstration of Canicross in the Kennel Club Good Citizen Dog Training Ring. The ring is actually quite small, so it's always a challenge to be able to demonstrate Canicross in such a small space. But what it does do is allow us to show people some different elements of Canicross training. So we focused on the fact that we do a lot of training, and also, you know, that we do warm-ups and things like that. So we had a great time demonstrating Canicross at Crufts. But Crufts as an experience for me has generally more been about the shopping for one, but also about just seeing other people who are devoted to their dogs. So there are lots of things that are going on besides the showing that you can witness the bond between the dog and the owner. You've got the agility finals, you have got heel work to music, you've got the fly ball. There's so many different activities to see where you really begin to learn a little bit more about how much effort goes into some of the other dog sports as well, and these people are at the top of the game. So it's actually a really fun and educating experience to walk around and see all the different things going on. Discover Dogs is amazing, where you've got the most dedicated breeders who are trying to preserve, you know, their particular breed, and they're so passionate about it. It's lovely to walk around and see all the different breeds in the Discover Dogs arena. And also you've got, like I mentioned, the shopping, which in some cases is the big companies, but actually a lot of people that go to Crufts are smaller companies, one or two people businesses that are just trying to showcase their products to a bigger audience, because Crufts is the biggest dog show in the world. And I think it's really nice to be able to go along and support some of these smaller businesses, because it does cost an awful lot of money to take a stand to Crufts. I did it for a couple of years in a row, nearly 10 years ago now. And, you know, I was so grateful that people came along and supported me. And so I now do the same thing. So I go along to the smaller businesses and have a chat with them, find out what they do, have a look at their products. And if there's something that, you know, I can use for my dogs, then I do buy from them. And I don't think that's a bad thing at all. It's not all big companies, big commercial companies. You've got a real mix at Crufts. So for me, I think going along and being able to showcase Canicross and educate other people about Canicross is an amazing thing. But also, I find that every Crufts is a learning experience for myself. And it is, you know, it is the biggest dog show in the world. So you do get a lot of knowledge and a lot of experience all in the same place. So whilst the showing element of it isn't something that I'm particularly interested in, and that was originally what Crufts was all about, it's now a lot bigger than that. And if you've never been to Crufts, then I'd advise you to go just for the experience, because whilst you probably have to turn away from some things that you might not like, there are definitely things that you will find that you do like at Crufts.
Isn't it great that Canicross is being demonstrated? It shows how far Canicross has come. So even though in a small space, well done, Emily, and your team for doing that, because I can imagine that was quite interesting. But it's also interesting to hear how in your time at going to Crufts, how it's changed and how it's changing for the better. So, yes, I do want to go back. I'd quite like to have a look around next time. But we'll see. It's another year to go yet. Anyway, lastly, I want to introduce you to Nikki, who we haven't got on the podcast yet, but we are rectifying that very soon.
I'm Nikki French. I'm a dog trainer and founder of Pup Talk, and I spent 2 days at Crufts this year. My quick roundup, I mean, I enjoy Crufts, but I do find it quite overwhelming with the amount of people packed into one place and the scale of it. If you've never been, there's 5 halls and it's really easy to end up wandering from one hall to the next and not realise where you are in the big scheme of things. So if you're looking for something specific, you can end up walking a lot further than you need to. So my advice is get a show guide at the start and sit down with a cup of tea and plan out where you want to go and what you want to see, unless you're just there for a mooch, in which case that's fine. There were a number of businesses and people that I wanted to see, so I was scribbling on my show guide as I went, and it really kind of helped me to see everyone that I wanted to see without doing more than 15,000 steps in a day. Crufts for me isn't about spending money. I managed to not spend too much money on my own dog. He really does have everything that he needs. I did invest in some new orthotic insoles for my own feet. So a bit of a selfish purchase, but a wise one. My main reason for being at Crufts was spending some time on the Kids Around Dogs KAD stand. So I'm a KAD approved professional. So I had a couple of hours on Friday where I got to meet and talk to people about what the organisation does, and showing kids some simple doggy body language and giving tips on how children can be safe around dogs. I was also doing book signings for my book, Stop Walking Your Dog. Some people brought the copy that they already had in with them for me to sign it and take selfies with me, which is always really cool. Other people bought a copy of the book while they were there. And of course, they got a cheeky Crufts discount. It was only my third year of going, and I have learned to tune out parts of the event that I can't influence. So there are lots of stressed dogs around, and that was my dog barking at the front door. So it's only my third year of going to Crufts, and I've needed to learn to tune out the parts of the event that are hard to see and that I can't influence directly. So there are a lot of stressed dogs there. There are little spats between dogs that have obviously had enough and do not have the skills to be in an environment that is that busy and that built up, and they're obviously overwhelmed. There are people wandering around giving lead corrections. It's hard to watch. I remember the first year I went, after becoming a dog trainer, and I found it really hard to see. But I do want to be there. And even if I only get to positively influence a handful of people, for me, that's worth it to be there. I was in a really dodgy hotel with Wi-Fi that didn't work. So another tip for anybody that's going, if you need to stay overnight, book as early as you can. And by that, I probably mean book the year ahead, to make sure that you don't end up spending a fortune on a hotel for anything close that is something halfway decent. So that's my little roundup of Crufts and a couple of tips.
Thank you, Nikki, for your insight into Crufts for you. And again, it's really interesting how all us different people that go to Crufts see things differently, but some great tips at the end as well. So thank you for that if you're thinking of going next year. Again, thank you to all of you, Zoe, Emily, Sarah and Nikki, for taking part in this podcast so that we can do a Crufts roundup, especially as I got stuck on the non-stop stand. But again, it was great, and it was great to meet so many people. So if I did say hi, let me know below. I did talk about the podcast a lot, so I hope you are now listening from Crufts, where I told you about it. That's all for this week. A short episode for you. Michelle will be back with me next week, and I hope that you've really enjoyed this episode. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a review, because that makes it more, we can get it out to more people, the more people that leave a review. So please do. See you on the podcast again next week. We hope you've enjoyed today's episode. Don't forget to subscribe and share with your friends.
And if you get a moment, please leave us a review. We'll see you next time on Canny Cross Conversations. Thank you to our sponsor, Get Stronger, Run Faster 5K.
Find out more about the course at the link in the show notes.
It's great for canny crossers and runners to improve their 5K time and keep up with the dogs.
And it will really help you to enjoy running more and avoid injury.